about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. I got a lot of stories to cover today. Apparently, autism now is at 1 in 50 kids. Remember, it was about 1 in 91, and before that, it was about 1 in 150. Well, now we're at 1 in 50 kids have autism. What is going on? Also, it looks like many of you men, when you zip up your zipper, things get caught. To the tune of 2,000 ER visits a year. 2,000 of you are going to the emergency room for accidentally zipping up other body parts within your zipper. And I guess we need to review, how to zip it up. That's what our show does. It, you know, protects you from, bad things that can happen. And, we'll review how to zip up a zipper if you have male parts. Also, we want to talk about, it looks like CVS has a policy now such that if you don't reveal your weight and BMI to your employer, I guess do a so-called health screening, they can fine you, I believe, $600. I don't know why, $600, huh? Sounds a lot like what's happening with Obamacare. So we'll talk about that new CVS policy. And then Dr. Oz, no, he's not my nemesis. I think Dr. Oz is really cool. I'm a fan of Dr. Oz, big time. But he's getting sued because I guess somebody had tried his insomnia cure and now has injuries. So we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but not too busy to take your medical questions, your calls. So please call in at 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. Excuse me, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, many of you ask me, they go, well, Dahlia, what do you think about Dr. Oz? You know, does that tick you off? And I go, here's the thing, Dr. Oz to me is it's just right up my alley because, remember, we doctors like people being informed and educated, and then they come to us going, you know, Dr. Oz talked to us about her poop. Dr. Oz talked to us, you know, about this on this show. You know, what do you think? Should I get my vitamin D checked, etc.? And I didn't know about Dr. Oz until I was already well into my radio career, and I had envisioned my, radio personality, my radio career to be something that I didn't realize was very similar to Dr. Oz. I don't tell you to come to me and let me be your doctor. I don't tell you my way is the highway. I tell you, look, these are things you need to think about. You need to go to your doctor and you need to check that out. And this way, I wouldn't be an adversary to any of the doctors in town because I'm not competing with them. And in fact, many doctors were kind of happy that my show existed because, number one, it showed that doctors, not all doctors were for Obamacare, which was definitely something that many of us doctors wanted to convince people, especially when we had patients furious when the AMA had publicly, and the AARP had publicly signed on to Obamacare. I can't tell you how many nasty notes and, how many patients would come in furious. I'm like, you don't understand. No, that's not us. So, you know, my telling my point of view and sharing some other point of views on the air kind of helped get the word out that no, this is, you know, we're divided in the medical community with this as well. But again, I'm not competing with doctors. I say, all right, think about this. If your vitamin D hasn't been checked, if your testosterone is low, etc., go to your doctor, get this checked out. Because I wanted to work with the medical community. I didn't want to compete with the medical community. And that's how we look at Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz explaining to you guys to look at your poop or, you know, talking about, I've never really sat through a whole show of his because his show is on when I'm working. But from what I understand, I guess they talk about recipes. They talk about heart health. I mean, he's a heart doctor, but he'll talk about everything, gastroenterology, etc. Well, apparently somebody is suing him. It's a New Jersey man because he tried an insomnia tip that I guess was presented on Dr. Oz's show. And from what I understand, this insomnia tip was you fill your socks with uncooked rice, you heat them in the microwave, and then put your feet inside the heated rice sock. Okay? Now, Frank Dietl, 76 years old, claims that he now sustained third-degree burns when he quote-unquote followed Dr. Oz's advice. Apparently, the idea behind it is warm feet can help, I guess, take heat away from the body, and a cooler body is necessary for sleep. Remember we talked about cooling down the room a little bit to help sleep? So I guess if you're heating up your feet, to me, you would think the heating of the feet would heat the body. So I'm not really aware of this insomnia tip. Many of you maybe have heard of it before and you like it. But I tell people to wear socks, you know, because if their feet are cold, they may not be able to go to sleep. So you want to be comfortable, but you want the general room temperature a little bit lower. Plus, it helps prevent bacteria from growing as easily. So a colder temperature. But apparently, Mr. Dietl, who his brother is a TV personality, an NYPD officer, Bo Dietl, I guess he suffers from neuropathy. So he couldn't feel his feet properly. And from what I understand, the rice burned his feet. And he was left with third-degree burns, and I guess it was now bedbound for 3 weeks. The lawsuit alleged that Dr. Oz didn't warn about such conditions before prescribing the warm rice technique. So a guy is suing Dr. Oz show from a April 17, 2012 tip regarding, I guess, 20 minutes lying in bed with the socks filled with rice. All right, now, this is tough because, common sense. You don't want to recommend something like this to somebody who could have neuropathy. That's very easy to say after the fact. But then when do people take their own responsibility? I mean, if you do hear something about warming rice and sticking your feet in warm rice, should you make sure it's a temperature that's safe? Is that common sense? Or do we doctors have to spell out everything? Well, with some of the lawsuits that we've seen, yeah, it looks like we need to spell out every single thing. And it's a shame that this man suffered burns. But think about it. If he had neuropathy in his feet, maybe he also had neuropathy in his hands and he couldn't feel the temperature of the rice. So I guess Dr. Oz is going to have to do what everybody else does, where they have an hour-long disclaimer for every 1 minute of advice. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really, really appreciate it. You can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And please follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, good. Sorry. One of you was asking me about Hell's Kitchen. How do you know I like to watch Hell's Kitchen? I love Hell's Kitchen. Chef Ramsay going around yelling and cussing. He was hoarse, though. You know, I've been having some voice problems with this cold. He was hoarse yesterday. But then again, all he does is sit there and scream and yell and scream and yell. So luckily, he got his voice back up by the time dinner service so we could see him yell. So funny. They showed him pointing at all the moderator goes, and Chef Ramsay has some important advice for the chefs. You all go beep. I love it. Oh, my gosh. One of my favorite shows. Okay, anyway, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Oh, it's one of the most common causes for allergies in the spring.
Oh, spring allergies. Oh my gosh, yeah. I would have to say pollen. Yeah, definitely pollen is probably the biggest. A lot of the trees and the grasses, and I mean, I live in Las Vegas, so for me, it's the olive trees. and the pollen. So probably the biggest would be those. You know, depending on where you live, you see, we like in the Southwest, it's not very grassy, right? So we have a lot of sagebrush. We have, you know, some tumbleweed. You have weeds, but that could do it too. And even weeds make pollen, I believe, because some of the weeds have little flowers on them too. So, but it's usually your, like trees. It could be like oak and maple and birch and junipers. Bermuda grass, I think, also makes pollen. Your Bermuda grass, all the different types of grass. You have, I think, the Johnson grass, and I'm trying to think. We do an allergy panel on many people. You got the weeds like the Russian thistle. I'm just going off here from memory. And then, you know, because it's, but I would say the number one would be pollen. Whenever we talk about allergy prevention and we talk about keeping the windows closed, rolling up the windows to your car, keeping your car under a carport or in a garage, it's because of the pollen. The pollen is the most easily spread. Flowers go into bloom. The weeds have pollen. Grasses have, I mean, everything seems to have pollen. Wind blows it all over the place. You get it in your hair. You get it on your clothes, which is why it is so important to, when you do come inside, take off your clothes, wash off your hair, etc., because you're bringing in the pollen. And the pollen is very allergic. Many of you ask me about molds. Excuse me. Molds also. Molds could be seasonal, but you can have mold year-round. Molds can also cause allergies. Remember, you know, your body is smart. Your body will sneeze and cough when it's taking in something it doesn't want to. So it's a defense mechanism. So for those of you that have warm, damp places like attics or basements, etc., you could definitely have mold, even though bathrooms. You could be living in the driest climate like Las Vegas, Nevada, then you could still have mold. Mold spores also like to really dig into your carpet. It could dig into wallpaper, etc. So mold is a biggie. And then the ragweeds, that's a biggie for a lot of people. But I would have to say, again, my vote is pollen. I do not like allergy season. It's my worst. You know, living in Las Vegas, we really get some beautiful weather. And our beautiful weather is the fall and the spring. Even our winters are kind of mild, but it does get cold. You know, we sometimes have to leave the water running so our pipes don't burst. Sometimes it gets really, really cold. But because there's no precipitation, we don't get the snow. But we've had nights that have gone down into the 20s and 17s. I know y'all are laughing, those of you back east. I know, but still, Vegas does get cold. Desert gets cold at night. Desert does get cold at night, but if there's no precipitation, you don't really get a lot of snow. Or the snow melts as quickly as the day rises. But I don't know where I was going with it. Vegas, cold. Yeah, still get mold, still get damp, but it gets cold. Oh, yeah, so the nicest weather of the year is actually the spring and the fall. But allergies ruin the spring so badly that even though we're all excited, oh, the weather's nice, we don't want to go outside. And then allergy season kind of ends right when it starts getting hot. So to me, the best weather is end of September to December. And if September to December, to me, is the nicest weather where I live. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm trying to be positive here, people. I'm trying to talk about positive things, okay? Now, this is nothing new, but it's being reported again. It looks like people who take high doses of the statin medications for cholesterol, Lipitor, Zocor, or your pravastatin, simvastatin, atorvastatin, etc., they can develop kidney problems. Remember we talked about this last year? I guess participants who took higher doses of statins were 34% more likely to be hospitalized for acute kidney injury during the first 120 days of treatment. Now remember, statins are used to lower blood cholesterol. They are probably one of the most effective medications out there, and I'm a huge fan of the statin drugs because my patients usually don't die of a heart attack if they're on one of these medications. They are very, very powerful. But the problem I have is I'll inherit a patient whose doctor had them on 80 milligrams of simvastatin or 80 milligrams of Lipitor. I don't like 80 milligrams of anything, okay? I mean, especially in the cholesterol family. So whenever I see somebody on 80 milligrams, I immediately like to switch them to a Crestor or one of the newer ones that may have a little bit more bang for their buck. or do some sort of a combo medication. So I don't have anybody, any patient, that is on 80 milligrams of a cholesterol medication. If they are, they better tell me that they're on it, because I do not like you on 80 milligrams of any statin. Most of these statins that are prescribed, you start at 20 milligrams, then you go up to 40, and when that doesn't work, they crank it up to 80. I don't like that. I was trained to do just that with medications, like blood pressure, etc. Somebody has high blood pressure, you start a medication. Don't start switching or adding. You max that medication out. After you've maxed it to the gill, then you, or to the hill, sorry if I don't know how the statement goes, but after I've maxed it as far as you can, then you add the second medication. Well, I never liked that. That to me never made sense. Because when it comes, you know, to blood pressure, maybe your blood pressure doesn't need a heart rate lowering medication. Maybe it needs something else, and that's why the first medication isn't working. So I'm really big on the combos, trying lower doses of a couple different medications, or I just don't like maxing a medication out. So when I see many of you guys on 80 milligrams of Lipitor, and then I take a look at your blood work and your triglycerides, your cholesterol is still high, I'm like, ah, to hell with that. So I switch you guys over to Crestor, and sometimes I'll add some Zetia or some Tricor, etc. Not that I'm doing a commercial for Crestor, etc. It's just I've been able to take people on 80 milligrams of Zocor and move them over to a 20 milligram Crestor, and we have the same effect. Now, is it because your body just kind of gets immune to it? It could be. I think the body is pretty smart. So it could just be so used to these cholesterol medications that after a while it just does nothing. Or you just genetically are outsmarting or outpacing the cholesterol medication. But this reminds everybody that medications do have side effects. And one side effect could be that this could induce kidney disease. Now, some of you are going to take this story and go, see, Dr. Dahlia says cholesterol medication hurts the kidneys. I can't take cholesterol medication. Okay, no. That's not what I'm saying. And what are some things you need to do to keep your kidneys healthy? You need to make sure you don't have high blood pressure. You need to make sure if you do have diabetes, the sugar's in good control. But you also have to make sure your cholesterol is in good control. High cholesterol can hurt the kidneys. So now we're stuck between a rock and a hard place. Do we medicate with the cholesterol medicine that could potentially hurt the kidneys, or do we not and let the cholesterol hurt the kidneys? And everybody forgets that cholesterol can hurt the kidneys also. My recommendation is be on the lowest amount of medicine possible that does the trick. And that to me makes the most sense. So if you're maxed out on something, switch it to something smaller, maybe do a combination and be on less medication. That's how I look at it. But you're going to see a lot of heat being taken from the pharmaceutical industry on these statin medications because doctors are prescribing them. Then you have to have your blood work checked. It's kind of expensive to be on one of these medications. Even if you're on a generic, it's pretty expensive. And what does Obamacare want to do? They want to diminish the amount of office visits, diminish the amount of blood work. If you're not on a cholesterol medicine, your doctor doesn't have to run your blood work to watch your liver, to watch your kidneys, and see if that cholesterol medicine is working. Yeah, so what? We just wait for your cholesterol to rise and rise and rise, so God forbid you get a heart attack. So I'm for prevention. I'm for things being looked at and watched. But I'll agree, it does get pretty expensive. So all these articles and news stories, doctors are over-prescribing statins. Doctors are too quick to prescribe statins. They're trigger-happy. What about the lawyers who are trigger-happy if we don't help prevent a heart attack that we could have prevented? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, we're going to be talking about CVS and how there's a new policy at CVS which is requiring all employees to report their weight, sugar levels, and body fat or pay a penalty of $600. Again, it all has to do with health care. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I believe we got Michael calling from California. Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Thanks, Dr. Dahlia. Good. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate your show and all your information.
Thanks.
I recently got my testosterone checked. I'm 41, and it tested at around 300.
Okay.
And they have these parameters where they say you're in the normal, and I guess I'm in the normal. Now I have Kaiser.
Okay.
And I've been having some symptoms that I've been looking up that they say are could be related to lower testosterone levels.
Mm-hmm.
And they say at 40 and 41, I should be at peak levels. That should be at my highest levels of testosterone reading. So some of my symptoms that I've had are low energy. The last 3 years, I've lost hair. Libido is a little bit less. Mm-hmm. I'm tired more often. I wake up real tired. I don't know if it has to do with my cholesterol. My cholesterol is 238. It's gone up a little bit.
238? Okay, that's not that bad.
Yeah. Okay, and my good cholesterol is at 40. So
okay.
I don't know.
How's your thyroid? Did they check your thyroid?
No, they didn't check my thyroid.
Okay.
My sugar was okay, but they didn't check my thyroid. Maybe I can ask them about that.
Yeah.
When I went to see my doctor, he said he pretty much shot it down as soon as I brought it up. And I didn't feel like he was really treating me. Like I said, well, am I caught between media hype and what I'm reading on the internet? Because I'm at Kaiser, and he says, well, there's really no studies that Kaiser is really going to that are really done that they're looking at that they can follow that say mm-hmm. that testosterone replacement is at my age is safe. So there might be a risk of cancer, and
right.
they're just not going to go there. And nobody at Kaiser's going to prescribe it to you. You're going to have to go outside of Kaiser. And I just like, okay. And
mm-hmm.
he kind of tested me. He checked my lungs. He checked this. Oh, you're nice and healthy. Bye.
Hi.
And I'm like, okay, well, I just told you, I just spent 15 minutes telling you all these things that I had.
Right.
And it's just like nothing. So,
Well, you know, Michael, it's interesting. For those of you not familiar with Kaiser, I trained at Kaiser when I went to UCLA. It's a phenomenal institution. It's run like a HMO, and Kaiser isn't the first to, from what I understand, dissuade people from testosterone. We're starting to see that in Las Vegas, where a lot of insurance companies, they won't cover testosterone supplementation even if you are low. My guess is, you know, now that we have all these Obamacare rules on things insurance have to cover, something like testosterone, which may not be life or death, isn't mandated for insurance companies to cover, so you're seeing less. So I don't know so much if the doctor was really citing studies saying, look, we don't have any studies saying it's safe in a 40-year-old, so that's not why we're doing it, or what he needed to say was Kaiser isn't paying for it anymore unless you really need it. So, and again, I don't want to speak for Kaiser, but that's what I'm seeing with some of the insurance companies here in Vegas. But, Michael, you're right. If you're talking about lack of sex drive, the hair loss thing, sometimes more testosterone could also cause hair loss. I don't know if I'd blame the hair loss on that, but it makes you wonder. But the fatigue, you know, muscle mass loss could all be low testosterone. What I recommend, and normal is anywhere from about 260 to 1,000. So if you're normal but kind of low normal, what I would recommend is first make sure your thyroid is checked, because I'd hate for you to be tired or having hair loss because it's your thyroid the whole time. It'll save you a hell of a lot of money not doing testosterone. B, make sure your PSA is below 1. If your PSA is below 1, that means your prostate's fine for a while. And then I would, you know, maybe talk to a doctor. It's hard when you're, you know, kind of within the Kaiser system, but I would talk to a physician or a urologist who does do testosterone replacement therapy and say, ask for a trial. And if after a month or two of a trial, you notice, wow, you must have been depleted because you feel so much more amazing on the testosterone and your levels are a lot higher, then that would confirm you being testosterone deficient. But I have many people who are in the 300-400s, their doctor puts them on testosterone and they said, I didn't notice anything. Well, then if they didn't notice anything, it wasn't the testosterone. Get it?
Right. And I was listening to another doctor's show, and they were talking about testosterone. They said, well, there's a difference between taking the gel and then actually having the shots done.
Yes.
And they said the gel, sometimes people don't feel it quite as well, but with the shots, they really feel a big difference.
Yes.
You know, that's mm-hmm. what they seem to be seeing in their offices.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. You know, so, but, you know, I do find it interesting that you are in your 40s and the numbers are a little bit on the lower side. So that is kind of interesting, and I think it does warrant further evaluation for you. So, you know, maybe, see, it's tough because I don't know how it works. If one Kaiser doctor, your primary care doctor, says, no way, Jose, are you allowed to go to a specialist, or do you really need to go through him?
Yeah, see, I'm not sure. I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, well, if he's shooting me down, if I ask him to see a urologist, is he going to not recommend it because I don't need it? I mean, I don't know, you know, how that's where. I can shoot him an email and just see if how he responds, go from there.
Yeah. And you could say, can I just at least have an evaluation? My testosterone is low. This may be, it may be dropping. Can I see a specialist? You know, I mean, even though he could manage it, but if he doesn't want to manage it, ask for a urologist. I love using the urology guys. Okay?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Just have them taken a little bit, maybe, and see how it works in a month, and then go from there. That makes a lot of sense.
Exactly, yeah, because I doubt it would cause that much damage to the prostate or induce prostate cancer or anything like anything they're worried about in your age group. I doubt 1 month or 2 months would kill you, and it would help diagnose, are you really deficient? But if you don't notice anything with the injection or with the androgel, then you still need to be worked up and figure out why you are having the fatigue and the, you know, hair loss and everything else. Okay.
Makes a lot of sense.
All
I appreciate
right.
that, Doc Dolly.
Thanks very much. Okay, thanks. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, many people ask about this male menopause. You know, when do men go through male menopause? And, you know, should we treat all men? Men are not really supposed to go through a male menopause. Okay, what happens with men is most healthy men will still maintain their testosterone. It may not be as high as it used to be, but usually you'll sustain your testosterone. If you have diabetes or if you have other types of issues, maybe some hormonal imbalance because of fat stores, yes, your testosterone could drop. And that's why we see with diabetics, many testosterone levels drop. Sometimes when you age the testes, you know, the testicles that we're going to talk about soon, many of you guys are zipping them up in your zipper and going to the ER. Not funny, but we need to talk about that. Sometimes the testicles just don't work as well. And in the olden days, they used to actually do testicular transplants. They used to, or they would actually implant some testes to see if material to kind of help, you know, boost your testicles. That really didn't go over well. And then they finally, you know, figured out, well, maybe, you know, we could actually make a injectable form. The oral form of testosterone never really did that well. Plus, it could interfere with the liver. We found that the injectable testosterone by the 80s did pretty well. Now they have these topical androgels because, you know, people don't like shots. And I don't blame them. And the androgel works well, but a lot of my patients really like the shot. Also, you have sex hormone binding globulin. Now, sex hormone binding globulin increases with age, and it's something that the testosterone will cling to. Now, many of you, when you get your testosterone checked, they'll check for free testosterone and total testosterone. Free testosterone is the testosterone that's circulating that's not hooking onto the sex hormone binding globulin. If you have more sex hormone binding globulin, it kind of soaks up the testosterone. And so it may not be you're underproducing testosterone. It just means you have more of the globulin, the binding globulin, so the testosterone is getting sucked up that way. Great subject, great topic. I would definitely make sure you discuss it with your doctor, but keep in mind, I'm noticing many insurance companies are not covering testosterone now in any form, and that's frustrating because before Obamacare, it was. But keep in mind, these insurance companies have to pay for birth control, so somebody's got to lose. That's a shame. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. 877-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I guess there was a study, and there's a study for everything, that has showed since 2002, there have been over 17,600 people ending up in the emergency room after getting their genitals caught while zipping up their zipper. 17,600 people over the last 10 years, and I believe most of them are male. I couldn't even imagine what you guys must go through. All I remember is like something about Mary, right, where he, you know, the whole Franks and Beans scene, and boy, did that look painful. And I know everybody was giggling, but I think that must be a real concern. Now, when I did ER, never had anybody come in where the zipper was caught. We did have a testicular torsion where the testicle had twisted on itself, and we had to put that back. It's kind of easy. It's just, I mean, it's easy for the doctor, not too easy for the patient. But zipping up your zipper and getting things caught, I didn't realize it was so common. Herman Singh Baga is, I guess, the author of the study. His study was published in the British Journal of Urology. He said zipper injuries are the single most common cause of penile injury in adult men seeking hospital treatment. He said rarely will you have a permanent damage from it, but unfortunately some of you have to have circumcision because of the damage to the foreskin. Now, I don't know if all these people are non-circumcised, but I guess the more you have there, the easier time it is. Now, they're also not saying if many of you are wearing underwear. I'm under the impression that when you're done going to the bathroom, now mind you, I've never been in a men's bathroom watching urinal technique, but I'm under the impression, because, you know, I've had to buy underwear for my husband and underwear for the boys, there is an opening. And so when you have to urinate, my guess is you unzip the zipper, and then you not only have to have that open, but the underwear needs to open. So you kind of have like two passages, right, two doorways. Then you do what you need to do, but then you got to put it back twice. So maybe what we need to do is, I'm sorry, this is not funny. This is very serious. You know, in surgery, you know how you have to count to make sure you didn't leave any gauze or you didn't leave any instruments? I mean, I'm going to probably have to teach my boys, you need to count. If you had to go through two openings to pee, then you need to put the penis back through two door openings as well. Count two. Okay, one, two. So I gotta work that, because honestly, my kids are circumcised. I just don't want any more cut off. Now, I guess it's not only the trauma of the zipper getting stuck, but you also have the bacteria. Apparently, this researcher says when the skin is broken, bacteria, which is sometimes present in the injured area, can enter the body. Now, I know some of you are screaming at the radio going, no, Dr. Dahlia, it's all sterile down there. No, it's not sterile. None of you guys are sterile because none of you have stuck it in an autoclave. So it's not sterile. So you have bacteria there. And the skin is broken because, you know, the zipper cut and zippers are sharp. And according to Mr. Baga, it's Mr. Baga, it's not even a doctor, he recommends, it's good advice though, he recommends the use of an antiseptic, sorry, it's not funny, he recommends the use of an antiseptic on the injured area to keep, sorry, this is not funny, this is serious stuff. Come on, people, quit giggling. He recommends antiseptic. Now, I'm sorry, guys, stop it. Mr. Baga and his co-authors use data from the this is very scientific. Use data from the National Electronic Injury Surveillance System to carry out the study, which they found 11 cases of. I'm sorry, it's not funny. 11 cases of penile cellulitis or abscesses. Why can't I get through this story? Oh, my gosh, no. I can't switch subjects. I need to finish this story. Okay, so basically, I guess the 11 people ended up getting cellulitis, which is infection of the deeper layers of the skin, as well as abscesses, which are a walled-off infection. Many of you guys have had a tooth abscess. Well, we're talking about abscesses of the penis. And it happened because of the zipper catching, you know, the penis or even the testicle. The study was carried out in part to ensure emergency room doctors were familiar with techniques available for safely freeing an injured genital from a zipper. Now, to free an injured genital part from a zipper is exactly like you would have to if you were trying to free an animal out into the wild. Okay, many times we do need to get PETA involved. Why can't I do this story with a straight face? Okay, basically, how I would do it if this would come to me, how I learned how to do it, is you anesthetize. So you get the lidocaine in there. You're going to need a pretty big needle on the syringe because you're going to be working around the clothing. And then once you anesthetized, you may want to lubricate the closed zipper so that it isn't as sharp when it opens up. I don't know how you guys, I don't know how you men live. You know, women always complain to me that we have it worse than the men. Oh, no way. No way. I didn't realize that 17,000 penile injuries a year because you guys are zipping it up. I would be paranoid to even go to the bathroom. Girls, all we have to do is, sit down and stand up. Yes, there are tampon injuries, which I think we will go into great lengths when we can on another show. But, we need to talk about that story. Apparently a gentleman who was born without a penis has grown one using his arm. Did you guys hear about that? I really wanted to change the subject and talk about something else. But, while we're on the subject anyway, I guess, we got a call on foreskin. We got to stop everything. Breaking call. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We got James. Hey, James, what could you share with us?
Yeah. I'm glad you're finding so much amusement with the anteater issue. So I just thought maybe I would ask you not to forget about the cheese.
All right, thank you. Has this ever happened to you? Are you one of these 17,000 that ended up in the ER?
I unfortunately do not have an anteater.
Okay. So that's what's called an anteater. See, I learned more from you guys. Thank you, James. God bless. Yeah, please. Please protect yourself. Okay, so I guess we have a 39-year-old security guard who had been born without a penis. And what they did is they used his arm to rebuild a new one. This is really, really cool. Okay, apparently it was a weird complex defect he had where he had an ectopic bladder. The bladder was growing out of position, etc. He was born with testicles but no penis. So as a child, surgeons had performed a successful surgical operation to have his bladder removed back to where it should be, but they didn't know what to do without a penis. Now, what we understand is they did a 3-part, 12-hour surgical operation, which involved transferring a flap of skin tissue, blood vessels, and nerves from his forearm to his groin. Surgeons say they will be able to use the tissues to fit Mr. Wardle with a penile appendage. It will have to be pump-operated, this implant, but it will allow him to pass urine, and it will allow him to have sex. This is incredible. Didn't a woman get an ear? Didn't she grow? She needed an ear. She lost part of her ear, so they grew an ear in her arm. You need it to grow in a medium, and that's why we'll use something like an arm, which is part of your body. Very difficult to use the cheek. Sorry. Yeah, very. The arm is easier. Okay. You know what? This was a very difficult show today. Come on, people. Okay, so what we're going to talk about is CVS workers. CVS workers now are going to have to pay a fine if they don't give their body fat, their glucose levels, their weight, and this is all part of changing Obamacare. Where's the privacy? Don't go away. Taking your calls, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored. And the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There, you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.